Next facial we're gonna do is gonna be Johnny Hewitt, JohnnyHewitt. He was seen on the 27th. Date of birth is 10/11/63. This is a 61-year-old gentleman. Used to be a manager for Astros, ASTROs baseball team here in Houston, Texas. Patient has a severe history of sickle cell disease, hepatitis B, gastroesophageal reflux, and depression, and severe pain. Patient has a port on the right side of his chest, receiving INFCNT infusions on a monthly basis, period, to help with the sickle cell disease and the pain associated with it, period. In the paragraph, recently the patient had a stroke, which has affected his speech, but is able to ambulate without any difficulty. Patient has noticed a decreased weight, lots of pain all over, he's being evaluated for end-of-life care. Social, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. He's single. He has no children. Family history, mom and dad died of cancer, medical problems. Hepatitis B, sickle cell disease, right-sided port in place, bipolar disorder. Lives alone, just moved into a new apartment. Medication, PANOFORI, 300 milligram once a day, Prilosec, 20 milligram a day, folic acid, 1 milligram a day, Vistril, 25 milligram PRN, Zoloft, 50 milligram a day, morphine, 15 milligram BID, and Restril, 30 milligram at nighttime. Social review of system, weight loss, especially after his stroke, but he's able to ambulate. He has a garbled speech, but difficult to understand, lots of pain all over. He's had no issues with aspiration, no urinary tract infection, nausea, vomiting. Lungs for your own abdomen soft. Next, we'll give a deep skin, shows no rash, no logical, has bilateral strength, no lateralizing symptoms, speech is garbled. Dysarthric. Assessment number one, 61-year-old gentleman with history of hepatitis B, bipolar disorder, recent history of stroke, under treatment for his hepatitis B with TANOFORI, as well as under treatment for his sickle cell disease with INFCNT. Those are all capital letters, INFCNT. Both has helped him tremendously regarding his pain. Nevertheless, he requires pain medication for his multiple issues, including hepatitis C, which causes hepatitis B, which can cause neuropathy, as well as his sickle cell disease. Oh, by the way, surgery. He's had 5 hip surgeries done on the left and right side, and all related to his sickle cell anemia and avascular necrosis. An exam, heart positive, some positive, 2 lungs. On the assessment, he's also on pain medication for his symptoms of vascular necrosis and sickle cell anemia, period. New paragraph, patient is in desperate need of pain medication. I recommend it for Mr. Hewitt to see a pain specialist and a pain management, which can be arranged by either his sickle cell physician and or hepatologist, period. New paragraph, as far as end of life needs or palliative care, he does not a candidate for either one at this time. Period. New paragraph, chronic pain. New paragraph, anxiety. Next one is depression. Next one is no sign of suicidal ideation or attempts. Next one is gastroesophageal reflux. Thank you.